I think it's something that is important for all North Dakotans to understand, because you take a look at the, you know, our legacy fund, which is, you know, being debated all the time, and all the great potential uses for that. You know, 100% of that come, 100% of that coming from the oil industry. And then we take a look at the Common Schools Trust Fund, which is almost $5 billion now. That's, a lot of that's coming from minerals owned by the state of North Dakota. You take a look at all the other sort of buckets, as they call them, that fill up with dollars within the state. Water Resources Trust Fund and other, you know, programs that are funded by the Bank of North Dakota that support agriculture and energy and the research projects, all that coming from energy. But, yeah, since 2008 to 2020, 54% of the total tax revenue in the state of North Dakota coming from the oil and gas industry. And I think they also showed how resilient the oil and gas industry is, because when we, you know, people that aren't, you know, living in the northwestern part of the state might think this is all boom and bust, and we still are too dependent on commodity prices we can't control. But when we look at the tens of billions of dollars of capital investment that's gone in our state, and all the gas plants that are operating here, and all the infrastructure that's operating here, you know, when we have a downturn like we had last year, not all the jobs go away, because only a portion of the jobs are involved in exploration. There's a lot of jobs today that are involved in processing, and that's just going to continue to grow as the industry grows.